Let's get out here. Oh, it's cold.
How many miles are we supposed to run tomorrow? The lady, the client today, she did a live Facebook thing about because tomorrow and Thursday are really low-calorie days. What?
We're recording, just so you know.
Can I talk about it?
Or? Yeah.
Anyway, and she says, you know, if you normally work out, that's fine, but you should bring it to, like, half to what you would normally do.
Tomorrow is either, like, a mile and a half or two and a half, or it's,
okay.
I don't remember.
So I'll be fine. I can run a couple miles. Right.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Okay. I just don't want to not, you know, any workout, but at the same token, I definitely could see a difference in my energy level today opposed to... But I'm okay. Are you proud of me?
Yes, very proud of you.
I think so. I thought I did really good today. We had temptation all around me, and I didn't eat.
Temptation. And I had planned since last week this was going to be a cheat day because I was going to do that show. So
what happened to that?
I figured with the snow day, he wasn't going to be able to do it, and so I didn't message him.
Well, I'm really worried we're going to have another one tomorrow. Because look.
Mm-hmm.
It's covered.
I don't know, it doesn't look that dangerous yet, but it is getting colder.
Somebody shared the weather picture of what the forecast looks, and they did the scared face. Like, okay. Oh, great.
So, we've had...
18 days of no school.
18 days of no school.
And prior to no school, I'm pretty sure the kids had a weird week where they only went for a couple few days. Remember?
Mm, yeah.
So our kids are very much so out of the routine, and so am I, because I don't even want to wake up, to be honest with you, at 6:30 to, you know, to get ready.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep.
Well, I thought that was a good meeting.
I thought it was a good meeting, too. It's good. It's just... It's good. It'll be nice to actually eventually see some, I don't know, something different than what we see.
Yep.
So.
That's the goal. That's the plan.
Anyway.
All right. Well, what did you want to talk about? Something about mindset?
Yeah, but I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know all the questions. I wanted to ask you questions, and you're supposed to rate them 1 through 10.
You could ask me some questions.
But I want... those questions. I mean, I can look and see if I have it on my phone. But if I don't have it on my phone... I've been wanting to do this with you for like a week.
You obviously downloaded a PDF and printed it, so...
Yeah, but
you'll be able to find it.
My...
Yeah, but I mean... Okay. That means it exists on the internet. You'll find it.
Here you are. Let's see. Click here to access it. Okay, found it. Woohoo! Okay. On a scale? Okay, write down and circle the number that best describes how you felt in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1 through 10, your body. How'd you feel about your body?
In 2018?
Yes.
10 being the, like...
Love it. Yeah.
1 being hate it type thing.
Yes.
I'd say I started the year maybe at a 3 or 4.
Okay.
I, just sort of... I had a bad run of not going to the gym. Wasn't really hitting my workouts. Had put on... 10 pounds or so, and I'd say I finished the year more like a 6.
Wow.
Or 7, because I was consistent with the gym since probably April or May is when I got very consistent about the gym again, and I never missed more than a day or two for the whole rest of the year.
Okay.
And I started to see size in my arms and stuff, but still I've got love hand, you know, I got a long ways to go, so.
Okay. What about for your work?
Work? I would say I started the year at a 9 and ended the year, well, I'd say I started the year at a 9 by about August or September. Actually, by about August, I was down to about a 3 or a 4 because I already could tell I wasn't hitting my numbers, and it's all due to my late spring, early summer, kind of a lack of hunger and just a lack of creativity and a distractedness. But by August, I knew I wasn't going to hit my numbers. I knew that I wasn't giving 100%, and so that made me very unhappy. But in September, end of August, beginning of September, I made a decision to change that, got very fired up. And so I would say I ended the year like at a very hopeful 6 or 7, okay. Probably.
Okay.
Because I know that from now on I'm going to do better.
This year, yeah, so this year, what's the one thing you're going to improve to change that category in your life?
Hustle.
Okay. You're going to hustle, not be distracted.
I am going to hustle hard.
Okay.
In my work, in my workouts, I'm going to push my body, not in ways that will get me hurt, but in ways that will fatigue me.
Okay.
Will tire me, like will push me.
Lucy's looking for us.
You know, same thing with the church and in other creative efforts. I'm going to hustle.
Okay. What about my money, your money? Where are you at with that in 2018? One scared.
2018 with money, it was another good money year. Again, like mid-year, I was very optimistic. I would say I was like an 8 when we had a whole bunch of money stacked up. Of course, it rightfully belonged to the IRS, so sort of a fake security. But I ended it kind of concerned, but also optimistic. So I'd say I ended the year at maybe a 4, but I know that this year we're going to do better. We're cutting our spending.
Yep.
We are increasing our savings.
Yep.
We're going to invest.
Yes.
We're going to buy
a
couple of investment properties that will make us some money. So I'm optimistic.
What about your love life? 1 is disconnected, 10 is connected.
For me, it's always just a steady, 8 or 9, unless I can tell that you're unhappy or disconnected.
Okay, and then what is it?
Well,
then?
And then it's strained until until you're back to 100%. So I kind of rise and fall on whatever you're feeling.
Okay. What about your friendships? 1 is empty, 2 is, or 10 is full.
You know, I don't have a lot of real, a very important friendships.
Right.
I do have some that are important. I have very few that have any depth.
Okay.
I mean, you're my best friend.
Right.
And I don't really need other best friends or whatever. I have...
Maybe that's how men and women are wired differently.
Yeah, I could be. I mean,
I have a lot of women that...
Yeah, but I mean, I know guys who do seem to, like, have a group of guy friends that are all, like, they're super, super close and they do everything together or they...
Okay.
I don't really have, a guy group of friends, and I don't really...
Want
it or feel like I need it.
Okay.
But I do, I have some, I do have some that are, they're important in different ways, or they're, I talk with them about different things, but again, we can go a long time without really seeing each other or talking, and like that friend, that relationship is the same.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay. What about your self-worth?
Oh, that's always at a 10.
That's good. I like that. Okay.
Unless I let people down. Right. When I let people down, that really hurts.
All right. What are three good things that happened in 2018 and how'd they make you feel?
Three good things. In 2018, well, we got to travel together a lot, and I like that. We always have fun when we travel, especially when it's just you and I. We don't really fight or bicker, you know, like we roll with it, which is pretty cool. I got to help a lot of people.
Okay.
Which is good. And you know, we got our foster care license, which I think is a good thing. It's, you know, it's every day a challenging thing, but I think we have it way better than some. So I'm going to say that was a good thing.
What are three low points of the year and how did you handle them?
The biggest low point of the year was in August, which traditionally is my most lucrative month. But this year was actually pretty low, and that's when I realized that I had really kind of blown the year. I wasn't going to hit my goals, and you know, that was really depressing for me. And also the realization that I had been only going about half speed in my job and in ministry, that I wasn't doing creative things as much as I should be. I was just coasting, and that's a bad feeling for me because, again, that's like me letting people down. Another low point of 2018 was I had these clients in January. It had carried over from the year before, but I had these clients who were dishonest and really, I'll say, dangerous in terms of they're dangerous with how they treat people and what they're willing to do to make a buck or whatever. And it got to the point where I had to fire them as clients, and I thought that there was a chance I might get sued, that my company might get sued over the whole thing because they were very very dishonest people, and they also were leaving me long drunken voicemails in the night. You know, I'd wake up to like 5 voicemails, each one longer than the last, and
right.
And very harassing, very like accusatory. They just they were a really, really negative people. In fact, because of them, you know, it helped me to establish some real boundaries for the future.
Okay.
That would be one. And another low point, I guess, would be at the end of the year, kind of realizing that once again, I hadn't saved enough. I spent too much. I was irresponsible with our money. And that I had put us all at risk, again, of, you know, of security because of my recklessness with spending.
What did you do this year that you were proud of?
Well, we got our foster license, and we took in a young lady who needed a place, and we've kept, you know, kept providing for her all year. You know, we haven't given up on her or abandoned her or anything.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing. You know, we're doing our part. We're loving one kid, you know.
Right.
Another thing I'm proud of, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or feel good about?
Proud
it.
Of.
I'm proud of. I'm proud of sticking it out with our church. Being able to, I think, provide something of value to people who need it. I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of just, I guess, establishing myself in my market, in my, you know, I think this year above all, like, you know, at this point, it's undeniable that I am one of the best in my field, in my area. And so I think people recognize that now. I'm not going away, that type of thing. Getting my office set up, winning some awards. You know, just kind of, this was like really the year, even though I didn't perform as well as I could have, it was still a very good year. I was still top in my company, and you know, people know that
Chris James,
that I am not going anywhere. So that was the other thing.
Sorry. All right, what are your hopes and dreams for next year?
This year, I want to absolutely dominate in my workplace, in my market. I am going to hustle after every lead, whether it's, you know, $1,000 or, you know, $1 million. I'm going to pursue every opportunity. I'm going to prospect a lot more instead of just waiting for business to come to me. I'm going to help over 100 people to buy a home. I'm going to continue getting more and more fit.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my diet on point. I'm going to lose the excess weight that I still have to lose. Those are some. There are more. But
okay.
I'm going to buy at least 2 investment properties, maybe even up to 5 investment properties this year. Okay. I'm going to not owe the IRS anything.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to get it done this year, but I'd like to pay off any debt so that I have no debt except debt that's paid by other people, like rental houses.
Okay.
So pay off my house, pay off my student loans, your student loans.
What scares you about the changes you want to make in your life?
What scares me about the changes? I guess just that it'll be hard, that it'll take suffering, you know, losing the last of the weight is going to take suffering.
Right.
Dealing with people who are trying to do $1,000 deal or a $25,000 deal or whatever, that is going to take suffering. Those are not easy to do. They're always way more hassle than they're worth. So that's going to take suffering. Doing a high volume of deals is going to take suffering. You know, it's going to take hard work. It's not going to be easy, you know. So.
Okay, what excites you about the changes you want to make in your life?
The idea that if we keep pushing, if we actually will put our plans in place, we will, you know, store 40% of our income for investment. If we'll, you know, set aside 25% for the IRS, if we'll tithe our 10 and then we'll live on the other.
Right.
25%, that we could be financially independent within just a few short years if we make the right investments.
Cool.
what excites me the most is having a passive income that equals that income. That 25% that we're going to live on.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks.
Is that all your questions?
I think so.
Do you want to answer them? You want me to ask you?
Let's see. I can do it. So in 2018, my body...
You're going to have to turn around, though. Okay, well then.
In 2018, my body was definitely a 2, just because I don't think I'll ever be happy with that. My work. That's funny. I don't know. That's a really hard one for me to answer. I hate what I do at the office for the church, because it's not my thing. Let's see, I'm a mom. Sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it. Probably overall, like a 6. We'll just say a 6 in general. My money. Well, that's your money. And I know...
It's our money.
That's our money. That's a hard one to answer, too. I would probably say like a 5. Because we're better off than we've been, but we're not as good as we could be.
Right.
And so we did not save as much money as I'd like to, but that's okay. My love life, I'd probably say a good 7. You know, I think it could be better, but I feel bad for a lot of other people because all the other women's I talk to, they don't really seem
to like their husbands. Now, let me ask you a question. When you say it could be better, you're talking about communication.
Yeah, I'm talking about communication. So I'm talking about communication. You're not very good at communicating at all.
Honestly, I probably will never be as good as you'd like me to be.
But doesn't mean you can't be better.
I think I'm better than I used to be. But
I don't know. You ignore me a lot, so...
You accuse me of ignoring you a lot. You accused me yesterday. I was sitting there just 3 feet from you stretching. I wasn't looking you in the eye, but you were the only sound in the room.
I don't know. I was training. We talked to somebody. No. We look at their eyes, look them in the face.
That isn't true. And also, I've learned that a lot of times when you talk, if I answer you, you get annoyed. So I don't answer you when you're just sort of going on and on.
Once again, a 7.
Uh-huh. So I'm stretching, and you accuse me of ignoring you and storm out.
When were you stretching?
I'm on the floor stretching right in front of you. You're telling me about whatever
it was. I didn't storm off. I just walked off.
Yes, you did. You said, okay, fine. You're ignoring me.
You got these 2 new little gidgety goos. How much were those?
No, those were nowhere in the equation.
But you just bought those, right?
Yeah.
I was just curious.
But no, don't change the subject. We were in the bedroom. I was stretching on the floor in front of you. I wasn't using any gidgety goos.
Okay.
I was literally just stretching. You were talking to me. And then you're just in a huff said, fine, you're just ignoring me. And you stormed out.
Okay. Okay, well, agree to disagree. That's fine. So my friendships, that's a hard one. I make friends very easily. I definitely have a couple really good friends.
And then some users.
If you would ask people who is their best friend, they'd probably tell you it's me, even though I wouldn't necessarily say that back in return.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I believe that.
Why do you believe that?
Well, because it seems like a lot of women rely on you as like their BFF, but... You know, you can't have that many BFFs, so you...
I don't want that many BFFs. Anyway, I don't have a hard...
Just saying the first letter of their name, which would you say is your BFF? Besides me.
I don't know if I would say any of them. I mean, I would say that they probably think that, but... I don't know, I have, I'm one of those...
Am I your BFF?
Yes, you're my BFF. But I have,
You're not just saying that for the podcast.
No. You know, here's the problem is that I consider our kids my BFFs. Like, I talk to them all the time.
Hate our kids.
No, I can't believe you said that. No, I don't hate our kids at all.
I know, but our kids are terrible.
I spend every minute with my kids. I do everything for my kids.
I know, but they're horrible.
I mean, I really invest time in our kids.
Our kids treat you like...
But I invest time with our kids, don't I? I talk to them.
And our kids love you.
I play games with them. If they need any needs. Well, I didn't have parents, so I'm going to... I want my kids that when they're older want to actually spend time with me. Anyway, friendship's probably 5. I don't know. That's a hard one for me to answer because I'm not empty with friends. Honestly, I have a lot of people that... I have people reach out to me all the time that want to hang out. In fact, Saturday night, right? I got invited by a group of ladies never hung out with before to a bar, which is really funny because we're middle-aged ladies and we're at a bar. And one of them got really wasted, and that was just a nightmare because it was almost like bringing it back to 20s. Mm-hmm. And then
We've never done that in our whole marriage.
And then
I don't want it to happen.
And then a group of 20-year-olds showed up and wanted me to hang out with them. So I make friends pretty. What they did?
I don't like that at all.
Why?
Because that's the beginning of a story that we don't need to be a part of.
I think it's because these young ladies just look at me almost like I don't want to say mom, but they just talk to me.
Even the other wives you were with, some of them are very most of them are very unhappy in their marriages. It would not take much. From some of attention.
Wait, are
that's
you?
That's how fair start.
Were you? Wait a second. Are you jealous?
I wasn't until I woke upset? Up at 12:30, and you were just getting in. I mean,
did you think I was cheating on you?
No, but I know that if the table had been turned, you wouldn't speak to me for a week.
Okay.
So it's
but
just
I
not,
told
it's not
you why
I
told you why I stayed. But I told you why I stayed.
Yeah, but I don't care. It made me feel bad, and I just don't want to feel that way. I wouldn't want to make you feel that way. So I just don't.
Well,
think
have I ever done that in our marriage?
Neither of us have ever done that. I don't think it needs to be part of our marriage. So we just won't do it again.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to go meet both ladies again. Okay.
Not come home at midnight. So, I mean, you want to go out at 8 and come back at 10? Sure. They can fend for themselves.
I love you. My self-worth. Ooh, that's a hard one. I'd probably say 4. I don't have a high. Oh, yeah. I don't have a high self-worth at all.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't. That's true. What are three good things that happened? I went to New York several times, which is my favorite place in the world. My son, Noble, became an awesome reader. I'm really bad at this.
Yep,
anyway,
he's doing really good at reading.
I don't know. We had a lot of good things happen. What are 3 low points of the year? Had a lot of low points. How did you handle them? I survived and I drank a lot. I don't really know how to answer that one. Hopes and dreams for next year. My hopes and dreams for next year is basically that my husband will commit to us actually going through with the financial part of it, trying to become financially free. I hope that he does not become distracted by the church instead of focusing on what makes us money and something he actually likes to do. I'm hoping that we will actually find another pastor to work at our church, either alongside of us or to take over.
Yeah. Let's go inside. Keep going, baby. Keep talking, but let's go inside.
No, I'm good.
Freezing.
I'm great.
Well, you gotta finish, but let's finish inside.
I'm good. I don't have any hopes.
Baby, don't be like that. I thought you were finishing a sentence. That's when I said that. Yeah, but you did a run-on sentence. Lucy.
Hi. Hi, baby girl.
Little dog. All right, well, prime example, failure to communicate. Anything scare you about your future plans?
Nope.
Anything excite you about your future plans?
It'd be great to be financially free.
All right. Well, you know what? I would like to be a better husband and father in 2019. I think about that a lot, that if I wasn't thinking about money or, you know, my job or ministry or being creative, I could think more about my kids, because I only get just whatever's left of my life with them. That's all I get. Sometimes I wish we had had kids even earlier, so that I'd have a bigger percentage of my life with them, because they really have brought a lot of joy, but we did have them pretty young. But I spent a lot of years not really making them a priority. So if I had that to do over again, I would. I would like to have a relationship with my kids where when they're older, they want us to be a part of it. That they don't treat us like some of my siblings treat my parents. But we'll see. We'll see if that actually happens. Good girl. Here's your good dog. All right. It's almost 32 minutes. She has left. Wife has walked off because I cut her off mid-sentence because I was freezing. And so now I have got to apologize for that. Till next time, it's Man and Wife.